Welcome to Icons in Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. Today's program will focus on the life and works of Maxim Berezovsky. Not much is known about this composer. He was born on October 16, 1745, in Gluhov, Ukraine, and studied at the Kievan Theological Academy, where he became known for his beautiful lyric voice. He also studied composition under Francesco Zappa at the Imperial Court Chapel. Because of his musical talents, Maxim Berezovsky was sent by the Russian government to Bologna, Italy, to study with Padre Martini. His talents were again recognized, and his opera Demofunte was staged in Bologna in 1773. In Ukraine and Russia, however, he became known for his sacred choral concerti. One of these works, entitled Do Not Reject Me in My Old Age, based on Psalm 70, became a classic and later influenced the sacred choral writing of Dmitri Bortnyansky. When he returned to Russia, Maxim Berezovsky could not find a position as a vocal teacher or in opera because by the close of the 18th century, these positions were taken by Italian musicians, as their musical influence was firmly established in Russia. He became very depressed and committed suicide in 1777 at the young age of 32. It's unfortunate that his life was cut short and that most of his sacred choral compositions were lost. Those that survive are known mainly in Ukraine and Russia. As a tribute to his birthday, today we'll hear compositions for the Divine Liturgy, one of the few liturgies of this style to survive the 18th century, and we'll also hear a sacred choral concerto. The Odessa Chamber Choir will sing all of today's selections. Let's begin with the setting of the Hymn of Justinian, sung after the second antiphon at the Divine Liturgy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word of God, who for our salvation willed to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who without change became man and was crucified, who is one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, save us.
Thank you.
cherubim hymn in the Divine Liturgy is the first movement of the Eucharist, the offering to God of bread and wine, which stand for the faithful in their existence. Let us who mystically represent the cherubim and who sing the thrice holy hymn to the life-creating Trinity now lay aside all earthly cares. Amen. That we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly aborn by the angelic hosts. Alleluia.
Thank you.
During the Eucharistic canon, the offerings of bread and wine are assumed by and transformed into the divine, which is given back to the faithful in communion, the earthly participation of the kingdom of God. Let's listen to this beautiful composition by Maxim Berezovsky.
Oh,
Our next selection is a setting of the Lord's Prayer by Maxim Berezovsky. In its text, the Lord's Prayer fulfills the message of the Eucharistic prayer by transforming the faithful into receivers of the essential bread, the communion of the faithful. During the priest's communion at the Divine Liturgy, psalm verses are sung by the faithful. These next two selections are communion hymns taken from Psalm 103, the communion hymn for Monday in the Bodiless Powers, He Makes His Angels Spirits and His Ministers a Flame of Fire, and on Psalm 32, which is sung at the Saturday Divine Liturgy and appointed Saints' Days. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the just. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Close our program of the music of Maxim Berezovsky, we will listen to one of the sacred choral concerti for which he became so well known. Listen for the various short sections that contrast in tempo and mood. This sacred concerto is taken from Psalm 92, the Saturday evening Vespers Prokimenon. The Lord is King, He is robed in majesty. have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 36. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day and that you will tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.